This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you are here with me. I promise you, we got amazing stuff to talk about today. More craziness to report in the world of leftism, loonyism, liberalism, progressivism, democratism, whatever you choose to call it. I can guarantee you, I will prove to you, as I do every day, 5 days a week, noon to 3 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can catch the show on the weekends as well. Or, if you prefer, go to KJRadio.com to hear it. But I guarantee you, I will prove to you each and every day, using only liberals themselves, I will prove to you that they are nuttier than squirrel turds. And it's just the truth. I hate to say this about our fellow brothers and sisters. We are 3.5 degrees of separation from knowing every one of these clowns. And we can't get sanity through to them to save our lives. And it isn't because of us, folks. It's because of the people that represent us. And I will talk about those clowns as well. The summer of resistance is what the left calls the resistance of you. The resistance of the 62 million people plus who voted for Donald Trump. The resistance of the 62 million people who get up every day and work for a living, pay your taxes, play by the rules, only to get shafted. You know the old saying, she got the mind and I got the shaft? Well, that's what's happening to you. The leftist America has divorced itself from you. And she got the mind and you got the shaft. You are paying for all of their idiocy. You're paying for their kids. You're paying for their schooling. You're paying for their welfare. You're paying for everything that they want to do, their indulgences. You're paying when they go burn down your city over nonsense. You pay for it. You're paying for racism. You're paying for the idea of diversity. In the most diverse country on the planet, you're paying for that. And not only do you pay for it, they undermine that diversity by telling people, we're not diverse enough. Well, where is it more diverse? Have them argue with you about the diversity that exists in any country in Africa as it compares to the United States. Have them argue that point. Have them argue the diversity of any country in Latin America, as it pertains to the United States. Have them argue the diversity of any country where in the Middle East, where it is overwhelmingly Arab, and have them to argue that as it compares to the United States, and you know what you will get? Silence. Have them argue about white privilege and the scourge of colonialism, and then ask them the very simple question, how does the white population look in comparison to other populations? And see what answer you get. It's ridiculous. But we deal with this stuff every day. And despite all their efforts by these lunatic leftists to crush Donald Trump, ergo to crush you, who's getting crushed? They're getting crushed. I will regale you today with even more stories of woe for the left that they know. They know it in their hearts. They know it in their creepy little black hearts that they are wrong. They are wrong to fight you, but they have become petulant children. Teenagers rebelling. How could you possibly be right? What they're saying, honestly, people, how could I have been wrong all these years? Well, you have been. They've been wrong for years. They don't care. And it takes Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show and people like me and people like you out there every single day talking about this stuff, reminding them of how stupid they sound. Have a conversation with them about the economy. Ask them what they know. Say, you know what? I tell you what. You hate Donald Trump. Tell me what it is that you hate about him. And then say, I tell you what. Give me an idea of what you think he's done, pro or con, against the economy. They can't answer.
Well, he won't let, you know, people in, and he's like hates Mexicans and he hates black people. He's a racist. And he grabs women by the naughty parts, and
they can't tell you a single. They won't tell you anything of any consequence. Nothing concrete, because they have nothing concrete. What are you going to argue about? Donald Trump's lowered unemployment rate to well below what Barack Obama did. Trump's stock market is ahead of Barack Obama's by far. Trump has lowered the cost of doing business in America and revitalized the economy to the point where people can actually go look for jobs and find them. And then you can name all the jobs. It isn't like it's a guess. Let me tell you something. I could name you 10 companies that Donald Trump has impacted since becoming president. And I promise you there are 20 more large corporations who are doing even more that you don't even know about. And if I name you the 10, if I start out with Carrier, because I love that as an example, because Barack Obama said he couldn't save it. Then we go to Ford not moving a plant, GM deciding to build here. We go to IBM bringing jobs back. U.S. Steel saying we're bringing steel manufacturing back to the United States and opening up 200 new jobs right across the river in New Orleans in southern Illinois at their Madison steel plant. What about Dow Chemical, who says we're going to build an innovation facility in Detroit, Michigan, and bring more money into the economy? We're going to invest more. Apple, we're bringing manufacturing back to the United States. How many companies do I need to list? I could go on. SoftBank's going to bring 50,000 new jobs and already brought 5,000 of them and invest $50 billion into the economy. Alibaba says we'll create 1 million jobs. They can do it. I've explained it. I could go on. Company after company, bringing manufacturing back, bringing innovation back, and on and on. And you know what we have? We have nothing but leftists who want to fight the guy who's creating opportunity. Who do you think's going to get these young black men off the street, unemployed to practically 50%? Who's going to put them to work? So they can take care of their kids and their families. Huh? Barack Obama? Hillary Clinton? Who? Eric Holder? Oh, no. It's the next series of Democrats that's going to do it, right? Because they're so progressive in their thoughts. Folks, let me tell you. I'm going to give you stories today, and we're going to hopefully cover it from angles that you haven't heard before. But this stuff, it'll blow your mind what these people think about you, what they think about Donald Trump, and how much they hate you for being right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I got to tell you, my heart goes out to the folks in Florida because it's just Irma is just pounding that place. And, you know, more loss of life. We've got dozens of people who've died in this storm who should have evacuated. Let's just be honest about it. They should have evacuated. I heard a story. One guy, he's like, man, I will never ride out another hurricane again. Half his roof caved in. He and his family were hunkered down, trying to ride it out. Says, you know, rainy, cold, not cold, but rainy, and, you know, the flood waters. And he just said it was a harrowing experience. I can't imagine. And I get it. Look, folks, we believe our homes to be safe, but I know how homes are built. They're barely on a foundation with wood, right? It's a foundation, and it's got wood, and you know, it can be just shifted off. It's not, we're not talking about the most sturdy of dwellings. Yeah, it'll withstand quite a bit, but 180 mile an hour winds? I mean, it just rips the roof right off of things. Talking to a friend of mine, they own a hotel chain. And they had just bought a hotel, a Best Western in Orlando, I believe. And he says, you know, these buildings, he says that one of the things he's fighting, he says, half the roof blew off. He goes, now, we hadn't put the roof on. We had just acquired the property. But the roof blew off, half of it. So he's like, it's going to be a gut. You know, so, but it's on a Disney property, and, you know, they'll build it back, and these guys build amazing hotels. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. In fact, when I get down there, I'll probably stay at it. But anyway, my heart goes out to them because we broadcast at WGUL and WLSS, one station in Tampa, the other in Sarasota. Obviously, Tampa is being hit a little harder than Sarasota, but our hearts go out to you guys. You know how much I love you because you were my flagship station for a long time, and you know, love the management team down there and everything. So hopefully everything works out, and I can actually get down there and spend some time with you. Anyway, I'm regaling you with leftism today, and I do this every day. I feel like it's nothing new. It's tough for me to get up and get motivated with the stories that come out because it's the same thing. It's nuttiness just moving around a bit. You know, it moves from one location to the next, one gender to the next, one, you know, whatever, sexuality, if you will. So whether we're talking about black folks, black crazy leftists, white crazy bourgeois leftists, LGBT leftists, Latino leftists, where it's all leftism, run amok, gone crazy. And, you know, where do you start? Let me give you some ideas. So we got the ESPN anchor who's called the president a white nationalist. We've got what I call affirmative action in fashion involving Michelle Obama. We've got Katy Perry who's apparently sinking pretty low. We've got a black chick who pushed down an 80-year-old man on a bus. I'm just giving you some ideas. I know where it's the worst city to live in America, do you? We've got a group of Democrats that now want to give Medicaid to everybody. We've got Hillary Clinton's book, What Happened, and the results. How good is the book doing? Blah, blah, blah. So we got a lot to talk about. And on top of that, we have a professor who's talking about pedophilia. We've got the heels of 9/11 and a host of other things. And I don't even know where to start. Because there's so much going on. I guess I'll start with the tweet of the day, which came from Black Hannity. That's what the guy calls himself. And it was about Sarah Sanders responding to a question about if President Trump will read Hillary's book. And he quoted her as saying, I think he already knows what happened. That was a tweet of the day. But we also got Sarah Sanders saying this. And here's the clip of that.
Will the president be reading Hillary Clinton's book? And what does he think about the answers that have gotten out so far?
Whether or not he's going to read Hillary Clinton's book, I am not sure, but I would think that he's pretty well versed on what happened, and I think it's pretty clear to all of America. I think it's sad that after Hillary Clinton ran one of the most negative campaigns in history and lost, and the last chapter of her public life is going to be now defined by propping up book sales with false and reckless attacks, and I think that that's a sad way for her to continue this work.
So we'll get into book sales in just a bit, but what a response. I mean, great response. First of all, why would President Trump read the drivel of Hillary Clinton? She needs to be reading his books, right? I mean, come on, let's get an amen. Yeah, there you go. Shake your heads, boys. Yeah, she needs to be reading his books. The Art of the Deal and, you know, negotiations and branding and things like that. Hillary's got a tainted brand. Come on. If you're a branding person and you look at Hillary Clinton, you're like, ooh, we got a lot of work, girlfriend. A lot of work. Because she's tainted. And Sarah Sanders is right. Hillary Clinton's claim to fame is going to be all the excuses that have been given for her to lose, except for Hillary to say, you know what? I just screwed up. I underestimated Donald Trump. I overestimated my team. I overestimated the pull of the Clinton name. I overestimated that Barack Obama would be able to help, that his policies would really be able to help me. And be honest with you, we didn't really have a message. My message was don't vote for Trump. I didn't have a message. You know, I was embroiled in controversy. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I'm part of the controversy, but they had me embroiled in controversy. And, you know, for whatever, you can look at Benghazi, you could look at all the other things while I was Secretary of State, some of which I own up to. You know, I could have had a better response and not gotten people killed. I could have, you know, but she, when is a politician fallen on the sword like that? It doesn't happen. The closest we get is when we're dealing with Donald Trump and he says something to the effect of, yeah, so I went bankrupt. Yeah, but look at the number of businesses that I helped build that are not bankrupt. So I've got 100 successful businesses and 4 that weren't. It's not bad, not a bad track record. You know, that's as close as you get. And that's why Trump, quite frankly, resonates with people, because I would have had a better response than that. And I said this when Trump made that response, that he threw his investors under the bus. But it worked out for him because people were like, you know what? It wasn't the typical political answer. It isn't so much that he gave the best answer. It wasn't political. And people were craving for somebody to not give me the political answer. Hillary Clinton gives you political answers. All these guys do. They don't want to answer questions. You can ask a question, answer it directly, saying, now look, I get that this is a setup question, but I'm going to answer it directly and give you a qualifier. That way, you're now able to just say, you know, so Kevin, do you think that, you know, going against Russia is this, blah, 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 yes or no? Okay, well, let me just give you the yes or no answer. The best interest of America is always what we do. So, of course, going against Russia is what we should do. But you have to remember, folks, it's a global world. And we can't just rule somebody out because we disagree with their politics or their government or their philosophy. Putin may be a bad guy, but we got to get to the table with him to see if we can at least get our interests met. And that's a good answer.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. We got a ton to talk about. I really want to get into this ESPN story. I want to get into Donald Trump, what he said back in 9/11 when it happened, and Kennedy sounding a lot like Trump in terms of his policy, his tax policy. So we got a lot of that to talk about. But before we get into that, I want to continue a little bit with this Hillary Clinton thing. And the reason why is Hillary Clinton, I want you to think what would have happened had things just been a little bit differently. How would Hillary be remembered? How quickly have the left turned on Hillary? There are people that worked in her campaign that are going STFU. If you know what that means, it means shut the flunk up and go away. And I'm telling you, they're using that language with Hillary Clinton. She's on the next book tour. The previous book was Stronger Together, which was a flop. Now she's got What Happened Out There, and it's being lampooned. I mean, it's being ridiculed. It's more Hillary Clinton, more excuses, and the Democrats are verklempt. They're going, look, we do not want to be known as the party of excuses, but that's what they're being known for because Hillary will not let this go. She can't let it die because Hillary is hurt. She's butt hurt. She needs some Obama butt balm because she can't understand why she lost, and it's impossible to reconcile that inside of herself, that the guy that she despises so much, only because he ran for president against her, and beat her, now runs the country. She feels the same way about Barack Obama, but she can't say that, because she can't let go of him. That's the only little lifeline left to her legacy, and that's being cut by Donald Trump. The Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. They want to distance themselves from Barack Obama. They really do. The Bernie faction is still there, but they have no home. They're on an island. Hillary Clinton, they wish would go away. They want the Clinton legacy gone. It won't happen. They have no message, so they're finally resorting to stop criticizing the president because better didn't work. Papa John's may be sued to get that back, but it isn't working. So what they finally have resorted back, I'm talking about at the leadership level, to saying, let's follow Trump for a while. And let me tell you why that is. Because they need to glom on to a win. The Democrats haven't won anything in a long time. Don't misunderstand me. They won in 2012. They got Barack Obama. Sometimes, you know, the old saying, it's, if you're a dog, you don't want to necessarily catch the car. You may run along barking at it, but go ahead and bite that wheel, you know, or bite the rag that's hanging out the door and watch what happens. And that's what they did. They caught the car. And because they shouldn't have caught the car. They don't have any wins. 2008 was a huge victory for leftism. Or it was supposed to be. But what happened? Barack Obama had to perform, and he underperformed. But what did they do? They glossed over it, and they gave him another shot. Oh, he just needs more time, and they gave it to him. And then by 2016, he was a nobody. If you don't believe me, just go look you yourself. Just compare first before you go do any research. Ask yourself, the Barack Obama 2008, which some of you voted for, whom some of you voted for, versus the Barack Obama of 2016. If you took the 2016 Barack Obama, reversed him back to 2008, could he beat Trump? Nope. He might not even beat McCain. So Barack Obama's star went from the highest you could possibly be in politics down to nothing. Essentially nothing. Now, they'll fake and say they love him. Oh, we love him. We love him. We love him. And I'm going to talk about something that happened recently to where they'll, oh, man, we love the Obamas. But they don't. They don't love him. And he couldn't pull Hillary's big, you know, white buttocks over the finish line, as I like to say, because he has no more juice. He came back. He threatened Donald Trump. If he passed DACA, me and him going to have to go round and round. What? Really? So Donald Trump said, boom, DACA's gone. Ooh-hoo. What are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do, Barack Obama? I just got rid of your unconstitutional law. What are you going to do? And I gave it back to Congress. How can Congress complain? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are Congress people. Why do you think they want to work with Trump? Trump's going, look, do your doggone jobs. I don't need to be, we don't need executive orders because it's your job to do. Barack Obama illegally did it. I undid it. Now go do your doggone jobs. And Paul Ryan, that goes for you. And McConnell. So anyway, the reason I'm having this conversation is I want to talk about Hillary Clinton and her new book, because she won't go away. They want her to go away, but she won't. So Ed Morrissey, who's a part of the hot air team, a very staunch conservative, good guy. He says, went into Barnes & Noble last night at the Mall of America, and it didn't have a single copy of What Happened. No display, no books, nada. Nothing. Now, if you watch the videos of Hillary, I think it's in New York, they have a wall of her book, What Happened, dedicated, okay? And they have a couple of guys standing guard. You got to see this picture. It's hysterical. They may not be standing guard, but they're like, you know, we're waiting for the rush. And then they reported there were hundreds of people outside waiting to get in to get Hillary's book. So let me tell you what they did as an author. They took, because this is what they'll say to me, Kevin, so we're going to carry your books. Where are you going to be? You know, like, what's your schedule? Okay, I'll be in New York. I'll be in D.C., and I'll be in Phoenix. So they move your books to where you are going to be. Or where are you going to be doing radio? Where are you doing live remotes? They look at your schedule. When you're not – now, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton's people, they've invested millions on her, so they're moving her around from place to place. But the only place she gets traction is in places like New York, maybe Chicago. Everywhere else – they don't even care about that book. That's why Ed Morrissey's going, I was in Minnesota, Mall of the Americas, nothing. I dare Hillary Clinton to go to Minnesota and go to any mall there and do a book signing. They'd have to rustle up. She better have some books with her. You know what I'm saying? So the way the book guys do now, because they got to keep the number, you know, the dollars down. Unless you're doing Harry Potter or something, Hillary's are contrived numbers. So the L.A. Times wrote, Hillary Clinton, who spent decades on the public stage in a myriad of roles and changing personas, emerged in one in a new one, Ghosts from the Political Past. The reception was decidedly mixed. On the day marking publication of her third memoir, the former First Lady, U.S. Senator, Secretary of State, two-time Democratic White House hopeful, and loser of the searing 2016 presidential election, made a flurry of campaign stops, including a book signing and media interviews. Chance to reopen old political wounds, reemergence of their heroine, offered a chance to ponder what might have been. In New York, hundreds lined up at Barnes & Noble in Manhattan for a chance to shake her hand, enjoy a snatch of conversation, buy their own autographed copy of What Happened. So, you see, if you look at the graphic, the picture they took of the hundreds lined up, I'm not lying, folks, look at it for yourselves. You can tell that the photographer zooms in on an angle that makes it look like the people are coming out the door for this thing. What they did was, they stopped people at the door, they lined them up, and they took a picture. And I would tell you, there's maybe 15 to 20 people in the picture. Now, if there were hundreds lined up, I promise you, they would have gone further back, they would have shot that line, you know, so you could see it was bunched up. They even had, like, in spots on the picture, you could get seven people in between some of the other folks. So in other words, it wasn't even a packed line where they were bunched up next to each other. There were 20 people, and they, in order to get them all in, they went as far back as they could, and these people were spread out. But there's hundreds waiting. And then you go inside, and they got the books lined up. I'd love to see the real deal on that book, you know, on how many people were there, how many books got sold, etc. So what they're saying is that they try to make it sound like, oh, it's really doing great. It's an Amazon bestseller. Well, let me tell you about Amazon bestsellers. I'm one. You can become an Amazon bestseller if you sell a crap load of books in one day. You can. Let's say the average book is selling 50 per day, and it's a number 13 or whatever. So a good book may be selling 78 to 120 a day, whatever. If you come in and over, you know, you sell 400 books day one, 230 books day two, you're already an Amazon bestseller. Now, you don't have to maintain it for 30 days. You reach that status, and you can say, I'm an Amazon bestseller. That's all it takes. Hillary Clinton, if her book was doing that well, they would be telling you it is a New York Times bestseller, and it would be immediate. She's not even New York Times out of the block. That's pretty scary. If I were Hillary Clinton, I'd be pretty scared about that.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. And I was, one of my buddies, he sent me a note. He says, "Hey, Kevin, I got the perfect way to get rid of Kim Jong-un." And I was like, what's that? He says, "Start a rumor that he's got dirt on Hillary Clinton." And then a meme got created about it, which I think is hysterical. But it's probably very true. And speaking of Clinton, because we've been talking about her and her book so far today, but apparently her lawyers are finally being probed for destroying evidence. And let's hope it's an alien autopsy, if you know what I mean. They're getting probed. What do you get when you cross a bad politician with a crooked lawyer? Chelsea Clinton. And boy, is Hillary Clinton a crooked lawyer. But then, so again is Bill. But he's the only real politician. Hillary just rides his coattails. But see, Hillary's not the only crooked person hanging around the Clinton camp. And I'm thinking, maybe, just maybe, in this latest probe we're going to find out. Because some of Clinton's satellites, that's what they call them, were not under, they weren't given immunity by the crooked James Comey, former FBI director, who, by the way, I hope goes to prison. I told you guys the other day, I want heads on my wall. Think of it as a hunting lodge, and I want to see Democrat heads from a taxidermy stuffed. Not literally, you know. I mean, not, you know. I don't want to see these people die, but I want to see their heads on the wall. You know what I mean? I want them in prison. And maybe we're going to get closer to this, because her attorneys could face disbarment, and so could Hillary Clinton. Because in Maryland, a circuit court judge ordered the state bar to open an investigation into that law firm that represented Hillary Clinton. So three lawyers who allegedly deleted thousands of Clinton's emails are going to be scrutinized. And according to the Maryland Attorney General initiating the investigation, this isn't just a right-wing frivolous claim. There is merit to this claim. There are allegations of destroying evidence, Judge Harris said at a hearing. He said that investigations must be conducted if the allegations have merit. So lawyer Ty Clevenger, who has doggedly pursued sanctions against Clinton and her legal team, brought the case against the Clinton lawyers. And he's seeking to have Clinton and her attorneys suspended or disbarred. He contends that the lawyers helped Hillary Clinton destroy emails from a secret server, the 2016 Democratic presidential candidate or nominee at the time, kept in her New York home. And while Hillary turned over thousands of these emails, she destroyed 33,000, saying they were private, unrelated to her work as Barack Obama's Secretary of State. And we all know the litany of lies that she told thereafter. Hillary Clinton said they were all about yoga and Chelsea's wedding and, you know, things that were innocuous. And we found out later by pulling teeth that none of that was true. And we knew it. I mean, come on. You knew inherently that Hillary Clinton was lying. You had to. So my thesis is, this is what Clevenger says. He says, if you're a politically prominent attorney, you are held to a different standard. I've seen this in Texas and California. I chose this case because I knew people would pay attention. Now, you're an attorney for a client, and they say, I'm going to destroy potential evidence. And you go, don't worry about it. I got it. We'll do it. So the bar counsel tried to blow off the lawsuit. And it doesn't surprise me, because any time the Clintons are to be held responsible or accountable for their actions, they stonewall or somebody has to die. In this case, they chose the former and attempted to stonewall, and the attorney general called the lawsuit frivolous and asked for a dismissal. Why not? Hillary Clinton, could you get a dismissal? So, according to court documents, the bar counsel responded accordingly. Clevenger holds, quote, no personal knowledge of the allegations presented in your correspondence, nor are you a personally aggrieved client or party possessing material information that would assist this office in reviewing such allegations. I think they meant party possessing material information that assists this office in reviewing such allegations. So what they're saying is, you haven't been hurt, nor are you a party who has information that can show that other people have been hurt. So the bar counsel dismissed Clevenger's complaint, prompting him to ask the judge to force the bar counsel to investigate the allegations. Now, leftists assume this would be another moment of sweeping Hillary's sins under the rug. But the judge didn't agree. The attorney general he wanted a motion to dismiss, and the judge was like, not going to happen. So the judge is a guy named Ronald Silkworth. He ruled Clevenger has every right to request an investigation, as a Maryland law allows any person to file a bar grievance. That's the catch. And I got to tell you, legal stuff is fascinating to me. I almost went to school to get a law degree. Because I said, even though I went to school and got my double E, electrical engineering degree in computer science and math, I said, you know what? It will never hurt you to understand the law. Now, I'm glad I didn't, because I'm too curious. And I would be, you know, the Black Perry Mason. I just would take it too seriously, because I have a tendency to go overboard. That's why I never use drugs, because I'd be the biggest crackhead you ever met. I'd be like, hey, y'all, what's up? You got some crack? Because I'm going to love it. You know what I mean? I love the law. I love the intricacies of it. And I love it when, I'm not saying it's just that it goes our way. I think it's cool that somebody can find a precedent. I don't like precedents as much sometimes, because a precedent doesn't mean you have to do it. It's like, well, there's a precedent of keeping slaves. It's called Dred Scott. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good. And the Supreme Court, of course, overruled that. But all I'm getting at is I love looking at the nuance of how things work, because law is legitimate debate over two very different issues, and it gets resolved. See, we're having a debate over conservatism versus liberalism, and is it being resolved? No. We don't have the good enough attorneys, people prosecuting on the idea of conservatism, so we get beat. The defense goes, yeah, but y'all are racist. And we go, because our attorneys don't know how to respond. You're a misogynist. You're an Islamophobe. You're anti-gay, homophobic. We just cry every time. We don't go, well, I beg to differ and give an argument back. So that's why I like this, and I like going through this type of stuff. And this judge gets it. He ignored the arguments for dismissal. Here's what he says. I just think this is a rather easy decision. At this point, the court is ordering bar counsel to investigate. You have a citizen who's telling you, look, I don't like the way this went. How can a law firm destroy evidence in a criminal investigation and nobody says anything? Those attorneys and Hillary Clinton, if she instructed them to do that as an attorney, she should lose her license. If they did it as attorneys, they should lose their license. I don't know about you. I'm concerned that nobody would be held accountable if we let politics get in the way. When we bring in the legal system, maybe we'll get some justice here. I don't want the Senate and those guys doing this, or Congress. I want a judge to go, you're exactly right. There's a criminal investigation going on. You've got information that you should have turned over, quite frankly, to the prosecution, and you didn't. And instead of doing that, you destroyed evidence. You attempted a fraud. Even when Clinton admits to mishandling her email, she still finger points. But she said, you remember this? The most important of the mistakes I made was using my personal email. That was ahead of her book launch. I said it before and I'll say it again. This was my responsibility. It was presented in such a negative way, and I never could have gotten out from under it. It never stopped. Blaming others. Woe is me. And why wouldn't you believe Hillary Clinton? I mean, she's very forthcoming. Remember, it only took a lawsuit to get the information that we currently have about her. Judicial Watch they requested and got 448 pages of documents from the State Department that revealed incidents involving Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, multiple people on her staff, with classified emails that were being sent back and forth willy-nilly and all kinds of stuff. And Hillary Clinton still claims she did nothing wrong, even though there doesn't have to be intent. And then we find out later that in the destroyed emails there were some things that could have led to intent, and she dismisses it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.